St. Bernard in Fashion Week was a great success. Haley J. covered it for RadioSt.Pete.com last week.
What's up, Radio St. Pete? This is Haley J. I'm at St. Pete Art Fashion Week, standing here with Donna Crowley, owner and event director. So, Donna, obviously fashion's huge, it's artistic, it's creative, but more than that, the Lux Fashion Group works with a lot of charities. I was reading online that the event raises thousands of dollars for several different charities. So what specific charities are close to your heart?
Well, Autism Speaks is the one that's most important to me, and I do a big event for that in November. But this event is for the Warehouse Arts District, which is where we are right now.
Okay, and elaborate on the different types of events that Lux Fashion Group puts on.
We put together a lot of fashion events, car events. Those are our signature events, but we also do private events for people as well.
Okay. We're here tonight at the model photo shoot. What's the inspiration behind some of the looks?
Spring, summer 2016, and these looks are all from boutiques. So there are boutique sponsors, which is Magnolia Lane and also Goddessy Boutique.
With experience styling women's fashion, you went on to produce VM Magazine. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, VM Magazine, actually not produced anymore, but was for 5 years a local fashion magazine. So it was for local fashion industry professionals.
That's really cool. What kind of magazines did you get your inspiration for that from?
It was when I first moved here, I started working in the fashion industry, and there just wasn't enough exposure for people in the industry here. So I started the magazine to help raise awareness for those individuals and help get their name out.
Very cool. So this week leading up to Fashion Week, you've got events like Boutique Style Night, Making of the Runway, Tonight's Shoot. So what's been the most fun or maybe stressful for you so far?
They're all pretty fun, but the main event, the main runway show, is definitely the most stressful. We have a lot of models coming, a lot of designers, so it's a very big event and very stressful. 6 days in a row is huge, but it's a lot of fun. So yeah.
It's really cool to see something like this going on because, I mean, you look at New York Fashion Week, you want to be right there, so I feel like it's awesome that community of St. Pete can come together for something like this. Others at these public events, you can see the work being put in. Obviously, I can see you guys are working really hard to get the looks together, but what goes on behind the scenes that people really don't get to see?
Well, there's a lot of preparation to put this together, to organize it, so it's not chaotic. So it takes several months of planning, about 8 months of planning. We have a committee that sits down once a month, and we plan everything out. So there's a lot of work that goes on.
All right, this one's kind of hard, but if you could describe the theme of tonight's photo shoot in one word, what do you think it would be?
One word. I would say raw. Yeah, because we're using a lot of rawness in this and a lot of natural spaces. So the photographers, they each have a designated space they have to work with, and they don't get to move anywhere else. And it's unique because you normally wouldn't shoot this attire in this type of place. This is one of the studios here in the Warehouse Arts District. There's no AC, so but it's a lot of fun, and I think everyone's having a good time. So
comparing to last year to this year, what can we expect to see be the same or different?
Oh, this is a lot different. This is the fifth year, and we've actually added, this is a brand new event, part of St. Pete Art Fashion Week. We've never done this before, the fashion shoot. So I'm really excited because everyone's having a good time and it's working out well. And last night we did the Making of the Runway, where everybody came and painted sections of the runway, and that was the first year for that too. So I'm looking forward to continuing that and making it bigger, and I think it's been well responded to. So
yeah, I was talking to Michelle earlier about how you're incorporating the local art scene with the fashion. I love that. I think that'll look really cool, especially at the show, all together presented like that. And just a little bit more personal look at you. When did you really start to discover the love of fashion for yourself?
I started in the fashion industry when I was young. I was a model myself, and then I also started teaching at modeling agencies, so I grew up kind of in the industry, and that's when I realized I wanted to work behind the scenes. I don't really like to be in front of the camera much. I like to be working behind the scenes, so it's been a long time.
Well, it looks like you're very successful at it. What's your goal for this year's show, and what do you hope people get out of it when they leave?
I hope people get a sense of community. I hope people connect in the fashion art industry and realize that St. Pete is a great space, for a great spot for the art community. So,
thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. Good luck at your show.